love meditation.
Last week I said a child left to himself would do what? Would destroy himself. So we took a very, very long route coming to, and we stopped in a place where for you to be trained, you need a mentor. True or false. And the reason why you need a mentor is because Proverbs 13 verse 18 has said that he that refuseth instruction will be what? We have poverty and will be ashamed. See, poverty and shame is to him that refuseth what? Instruction. Now, Job chapter 8 verse 7 is telling us that Though your beginning be small, but your latter end shall greatly increase. What is the next thing he said? He said, ask, inquire. I pray thee. He's pleading with you. That for you to have that greatly increased latter end, there is something you should do. What is that thing? Ask. Who should you ask? Read.
Of their fathers.
Read.
For we are but of yesterday. I know nothing.
Because our days upon the earth are a shadow. You might be 21, you might be 25, you might be 30. But there's somebody older than you. Somebody has been at this age before you. Somebody has been 30 before you became 30. Somebody has been 20 before you became 20. Somebody has been 25 before you became 25. So what is wisdom? Uncle, you've gone ahead of me. What does it entail to obtain this result in this particular, at this particular age of my life? I told you about the graph of life. There are something that I expected that you for and from you at this age. Where's your lady? Hallelujah. Therefore, it is required. I taught you of the graph of life. There are some things expected of you now. There are some things that are not expected to capture in your reality. After explaining, I now told you there's something called a shortcut. There is such a thing as a shortcut to life. There is. It's very simple. It's called riding on the shoulders of those that have gone ahead. I don't need to go and look for Bishop Oyedepo to start teaching me how, or I don't need to go through the stress Bishop Oyedepo went through 20 years or 30 years or 40 years ago when he started ministry. All I need to do is get a book, a material which has documented the process which he went through concerning that area of life, be it finances, be it church growth, be it a prosperous and a working home. All I need to do is get the material. Then I will read. By so reading, I will be able to avoid the mistakes he did. I will be able to short circuit my process, which is the concept of the shortcut which I'm talking about. I will be able to short circuit it. Why? Because at this point, I know that I'm expecting some things. By the nature of the information I have gotten from him, making him a mentor or making him a father. Say, ask. Inquire, I pray thee. He was even begging you. Inquire, I pray thee. There is nothing that is almost new in our generation. Everything you want to do, somebody has done it before. Every area of your life that you want to build, somebody has built it before. All you need to do is calm down and ask questions. Inquire and pray. A child left to himself in the world will destroy himself. Are you here? So we're taking our time to discuss. We're taking our time to explain the law of mentorship. There was a man of God in the project presently that he got affiliated with Bishop Oyedepo. Not that they were not affiliated before, but he got closer. And it's just this year they have become massive. Just between last year and this year, just 3 years of that relationship becoming strengthened. I've been following him for a while, so I can tell the differences, the things that have happened to him since he started following Bishop. I can pinpoint the things that have changed. I can pinpoint them. But now, one of the things that makes you a good student is the ability for you to learn by observation. I might not ask you questions verbatim, but I've noticed that you don't do things like this. You don't do it like this. So the disadvantage I might have is
I don't have you close enough to ask you why you don't. But I've noticed you don't do it like this. I've taken that time to explain to you how some ministries function. Well, one of you, one out of you. Why some people are older than some people, yet in normal age, they are younger. Why some systems work independent. I've told you before. You have to learn that one by what? Observation. The law of mentorship. If you want to be great in life, if you want to attain that thing that God has called you to do, if you want to be successful in the four areas of your life, which I've told you, your financial life, your spiritual life, your academic life or career life, then your relationship life. Relationship is not boyfriend and girlfriend. It's your relationship with everybody around you. This four areas of life. If you want to be successful, you need to have mentors in these four areas of your life. Are you guys here? Are you guys here? Second Corinthians. First Corinthians rather, chapter 4, verse 15. So approximately you should have what? One father. But you have many what? Instructors. And you have many mentors. That's where the principle of mentorship is coming. Bishop told his son that your mind is too clear to be followed. Your mind is not refined to be followed. So therefore, for you to be followed, you have to refine your mind. If people like Bishop will tell you they have mentors, who you be? No, who are you? And be able to say, just because you have people following you down here and there, you think you have arrived in ministry. You've not started. You don't want to know the amount of work we see. This thing, holding the mic and preaching, is 25% or 10% of this thing we're doing. My weekends are taken. I preach for 7 months and I preach in a week. You don't want to know the amount of work that we put in to prepare the message. Not to talk more of bringing the spirit factor or that message. After you don't prepare the message, you have to take out time to pray. Are you here? The law of mentors. Mentorship cannot be overemphasized. Neither can it be talked down on. You need mentors in your life. We're in a generation where they keep shouting, I'm a self-made millionaire. There is no self-made anybody anyway. Everybody was helped at a point in time. Everybody was an apple. Somebody told you something. Somebody took you to go and meet somebody. Say, self-made man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So have ye many instructors, 10,000 instructors in Christ, but have ye what? Not many fathers. Not many what?
Fathers.
So now by a revelation or by interpretation of scripture, you can see not what many fathers, but what one father. Are you guys with me?
Yes,
are you guys with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you guys with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes,
so
sir.
What is mentorship? What is mentorship? Mentorship is learning from a man's experience minus his pains. Mentorship is learning from a man's experience minus his what? His pain. The cost of ignoring mentorship is ignorance and all its effects. Mentorship is learning from men, from a man's experience minus what he's been. So for you to have mentorship, you need to have a mentor. For you to have that mentorship system in your life, you need to have who? You need to have who? You need to have who? And for someone to mentor anybody, he needs to have who? A mentee. Where's Daniel? What is he doing by the door? Come for me. You see, you come for me. Sit where you are. Are you here? So for that relationship to exist, that mentorship relationship exist, it has to exist between a mentor and a mentee. Between a mentor, where's your writing material?
Yes, I didn't
do. Why?
No, it's at home.
You need to have the relationship. For that relationship to exist, it's supposed to be a mentor and what? A mentee. That is where you now have a real mentor. Where you now have the mentorship relationship. So what is a mentorship relationship? I say, what is a mentorship? What is mentorship? Mentorship is learning from a man's experience without his pains. Without his pains. Mentorship is riding on people's shoulders or on a man's shoulders that has gone ahead of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bishop Oyedepo has been in ministry for 40 years. So if I pick his ministerial material, I am reading what it took him 40 years to acquire, the experience it took him 40 years to acquire, the knowledge it took him 40 years to acquire. I am getting it in the number of time or how long the duration it will take me to read that material that he has written about. He's over 38 years in ministry. He's in marriage, 38 or 37 years in marriage. So if I am reading his material marriage, I'm reading what he has acquired within 30 years, 30, 37 years or 30 years, very well. So I don't need to go through 30 years to get that thing he has gotten. All I need to do is align. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? So who is a mentor? A mentor is anyone who guides and instructs you in a particular area of his results. Who is a mentor? A mentor is anyone who guides or instructs you in a particular area of your work, of his life. Now, you also need to understand that despite the fact that you've chosen somebody as mentor, doesn't mean you let every area of his life. Some people have results in other areas of your life, of their life. Why other areas of their life are suffering? For instance, my first financial or business mentor I ever had is called Robert Kiyosaki. He's not necessarily a believer. He has a good marriage, but his spiritual life is not that effective, or it's not that epic. So for me to learn his spiritual principle, I might be wrong. So therefore, what have I decided that I will learn from him? I've decided to learn his financial principles. And the first principle he taught me concerning finances is, don't allow money to be your motivational factor. If money is your motivational factor, you can't be manipulated. There are people that can sell their children because of money. There are women that can sell their husbands because of them, because of money. There are men that can sell their children because of money. Why is that possible? It's because money is their source of what? Motivation. So that was the first business principle I learned. Are you here? Are you here? So which gives us the, before choosing a mentor, you have to discern. You need to have discernment to discern the area which you want his mentorship from. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Who is a mentor? A mentor is a trusted teacher and instructor. A mentor is instructed, is a trusted teacher. And what? Who is a mentor? A mentor is one who guides and feeds you in righteousness and committed to teaching you the principles of what? Of the kingdom. Now, your mentor, Daniel, what are you doing with your phone?
Writing.
You're writing. Are you sure you're writing?
Yes,
sir. Are you sure you're only writing?
Yes, sir.
Your mentor must not necessarily be born again. Your mentor must not necessarily be a Christian. Are you here? He must not necessarily be what? Be born again. He might not necessarily be what a Christian. He is a mentor. He has an area in his life. Anybody can pick the book of Proverbs, Christian or not Christian, and have results. It's a book of wisdom and instructions. So if you pick up the scriptures and the principles written in the book of Proverbs and apply them judiciously, you will have results. The Bible says, God, rain, cause it to rain, both on the good and what, and the evil, and the bad, the righteous man and the wicked. So your mentor must not necessarily be a born again Christian or a believer. But you now have need to have discernment and wisdom to know the things to learn and not to learn. There are successful businessmen that their marriages are not working. They are successful businessmen with character issues. They are successful businessmen with anger issues. Mayweather is a successful boxer. But he's an angry person. He needed it in his career. He's a boxer. So anger was an advantage in what he was doing. But if I'm learning how to be successful, dedication, discipline, I will not learn it from him. I will not learn anger from him. Because in my what I'm doing now, I don't need anger. It will scatter a lot of things. Are you guys with me? Are you guys with me? Are you here? For instance, you're a chorister. We cannot say, because you're a chorister, you cannot choose the secular guys to mentor you. Man, those guys sing. Oh no, those guys are good. But let's not be biased. Leave spirituality and Christian. They can't sing. If you hear me, I hear me. The devil does not use empty vessels. There is nobody, according to the so-called Illuminati group, that is not talented in a particular area of his life. Either in politics, in science, or in the art. So you think if every boy, every Dick and Harry would have joined them. So you just look at somebody like Chris Brown, that guy is talented. He can sing, he can act, he can dance. He's an embodiment of what talent. Just that he's on the wrong side. So you will now not say, because he's not a Christian. No. You can do voice training from them. But you now have to have wisdom, the fortitude to know that what you are doing is beyond the physical, that which is the part they don't tell you. Fast told you, even Ritalin needs promo. Ritalin does what? He needs promo. No matter, there are people that can sing more than whiskey. There are people that can sing more than Davido. There are people that can sing better than Two Face. There are people that can sing better than Snatch. Why are they not at the same level they are? Number one, they are not trained. Number two, you need somebody to endorse you. No matter how you discuss the success story of whiskey, you cannot take away Banky W out of the picture. No matter how you discuss the success story of Two Face, you cannot take Kenny's music out of the picture. You can't take them now. No matter how you discuss the success story of Snatch, you cannot take away Pastor Chris out of the picture. And every other person that comes out of Christ in person. You need an endorsement. You need a mentor to teach you. Are you guys with me? So let's not be biased that it must be able. No, it mustn't. You want a particular thing from this person. So if the person can teach you this thing, learn it from the person. But you now have to have wisdom to select and decide what to learn and what not to learn. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Father, we thank you. Come on, send me a book of all city, brother. Oh, Father, yes. I say a mentor is a trusted teacher and instructor, right?
Yes, sir.
A mentor is one who guides and feeds you in righteousness and committed to teaching the principles of the kingdom. Now, the hallmark of mentorship is to initiate and oversee growth. The whole mark of mentorship, the whole mark of what we're trying to do is for me to get you from a certain level that you are, refine you, refine your mind, and to get you to a certain stage. The people that were with me in Palmside, they believed me more than the new people that came this day. Why? They were here when we were two. They were here when we were three. So if we've so grown that we now have a new chapter, they will believe me more than the people that are just coming. Because the people are just coming, they will not come and see seven of us. I'm saying, they're just seven.
And that 7 is a testimony. You that are seated here in a service, you believe me better than the people that come for a regular service. You've been around for a while. You've seen some things. You've seen me initiated a great process in you, and it has been in progress. Nobody that has been coming here for 3 months that's the same. If you are, stop coming. I'm telling you. If I don't see you in church tomorrow, I call you, Pastor. You didn't come. Pastor, you said if I've been coming for 3 months, there's no growth, I should stop coming. I've not been growing. I will leave you. So the whole mark of mentorship is to initiate growth process and oversee it. You can't meet me and remain the same. It's not possible. Scripture says if you jam Jesus, it's a problem. If Jesus not jam you, it's a bigger problem. So if you hit the stone, it's a problem. If the stone not hit, it will plant you into powder. So either way, so long as you made contact with the man called Jesus Christ, they must be different. Kindly, Daniel, are you writing? Drop your phone. Don't write with your phone. Are you here? So the hallmark of mentorship is initiating and overseeing world growth. If you meet a man called a mentor, and you cannot trace any form of growth or improvement in your life since you met him, there's a problem with that mentorship system. There's a problem with that word. So for you to have a mentor, you need to accept that you are a mentee. For you to have a teacher, you need to accept that you are the student. Are you here? That's another language for a mentorship and a mentee relationship, the teacher and the student. So who is a mentee? A mentee is a passionate learner. For you to have a mentor, you have to decide that I am what? A mentee. You need to humble yourself and learn. I am a mentee. Shala, kada, sudi, kati, laya, siniyama. Who is a mentee? A mentee is anyone who is under tutelage and or guidance of a super or of a superior or an expert for the purpose of becoming one. Who is a mentee? A mentee is anyone who is under tutelage or guidance of a superior or an expert for the purpose of becoming what? One. For the purpose of becoming an expert and also a superior. So for that relationship to exist, who is a mentee? Number one, a mentee is a passionate learner. Secondly, who is a mentee? A mentee is anyone who is under tutelage or guidance of a superior or an expert for the purpose of becoming one. So for that mentorship relationship to exist between you and anybody, you need to recognize the person as a mentor. Then you recognize yourself as what? A mentee. We took out the first hour of the meeting to tell you the generation we find ourselves. One of the threats of this generation is pride. Especially among young ministers. Pride won't kill us. Just because you hold a meeting, one or two persons for here and there, you think you've arrived. You cannot go and sit down to learn some stuff. You are doing that thing and the devil is still pressing you at night. You are doing that thing and you still are having explicit dreams up and down. You cannot have the humility to humble yourself and learn. The Bible says wisdom is justified by his children. If you think you know it then and you don't have the wisdom or the result to compliment or commemorate that thing which you claim to have known, you don't know it. Why? Wisdom is justified by our children. If you know it, we should see the result. You know every principle of relationship, yet you are single. Yet you are single. Have you noticed you single people that give the best relationship you have? I go and start one and maintain it. We will prove the wisdom you have. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you here? Are you here? So if you claim you know a thing, let us see the result. Let us see the result. Let us see. There are three major platforms for mentorship. There are three major platforms for mentorship. Number one is direct contact with a mentor. This is what you are enjoying with me. You have direct contact with me. Everybody has my number. You can call me at any time of the day. You can ask me questions. You can ask questions. You get answers. You are enjoying direct mentorship. You are enjoying what? You are enjoying what?
Direct mentorship.
You are enjoying direct mentorship. And sadly, you are enjoying direct. You are enjoying direct
mentorship.
Number two is indirect contact with a mentor. Indirect contact with the what? I've made mention of Bishop Urego over and over. I've met him. Not really one-on-one. I've been in the minister's conference where we are together, where I'm sitting in front. That's the closest I've been to him. I've not stood to talk to him. But I enjoy mentorship from him. How? Through his materials, which you read books. You listen to him, his tips. I've met Apostle Selma one-on-one. We spoke, we talked. But how have I enjoyed his mentorship? I've enjoyed his mentorship through his messages. He has not started writing, but he has given books. He has written books. That's how. He has not started writing books. He has a lot of messages. That's how I am enjoying his mentorship. I have a friend of his that is my mentor. He's called Apostle Manasseh. There are days he will call me, man of God, where are you? He calls me man of God. He calls me Apostolos. Apostolos, where are you? I say, I'm so please. Make sure you see me on a particular day. He either takes me to his house or we find somewhere where we sit. What are you doing right now? What are you achieving right now? What have you been able to do with this? Okay, this is okay. At this stage in ministry, start doing this. Start working this. Start paying attention to your finances. Start thinking of settling down. Don't do the mistakes we made. He's over 40 and not yet married. So he sat me down. Don't repeat the mistakes we make. Look for a way to see. Look for a way to settle that area that we did. Start paying attention to your finances. If you are considering a spouse, have this in mind. Have this in mind. That's direct mentorship. I enjoy it from him. Are you with me? By proximity, they were together when with Apostle Selman when they started. So there are some things he knows that I might not meet Apostle Selman directly to ask him, but I ask him. I have direct mentorship with this one. I have indirect mentorship with Apostle Selman. He was the one that you need to meet Apostle Selman. You need to have somebody in your life that will be vetting your life. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You need to have somebody in your life that will vet in your life, that will demonstrate it. Don't do this at this time. No, pay attention to this. Somebody met me that said, I have a problem. I said, what's the problem? I said, a lot of guys are coming around my way now. I said, she thinks you have the spirit of God. I said, what do you think you have the spirit of God? You don't have the spirit of God. How old are you? I said, you are 24. It's not a problem. It's a lady. You're 24. I sat that down. You're 24, but you're in 200 level. You are disadvantaged already. That means you didn't get admission in time. You are disadvantaged. What is happening now is what is supposed to happen at this stage of your life. You need to have wisdom to know who to have a serious relationship with. Because at 26, you still be in school. You still be what? In school. 26, you are 4 years short of being 30. You are a lady, you are not a man. So therefore, then let's have a vetting cell. All these people coming around you, let's see. Everybody that is a student, counsel them. You need somebody to be vetting you to help your wisdom. Now, amazingly, the one she was liking is the student. If I hear it. Counsel all students. Because they are the same level with you. In our country, it is hard for you to marry your mate. It's hard. You might want to, but it's difficult. The system has made it too hard. It has made it too hard. It is proving that after school, it will take 5 years for you to be established, to be settled. Not established, well. It has been in Nigeria. It's a statistic of revenue. For you to become well after school, think of settling these 5 years. You are 24. You are graduating at 26. Add 5 years to it. Then what? What makes you feel the Baba will still be there? Are you with me?
So at every you need someone to be vetting your life part time. Direct contact and indirect what? Contact. The third one is through organized structures. Through organized structures created by the mentor, such as school or leadership platform. So three major platforms for mentorship. Number one is direct contact with the mentor. Number two is indirect contact with the mentor. Number three is through organized structures created by world mentors. One of the differences between a mentor and a father, which I will explain later as we continue the teaching. One of the criteria of choosing a father, one of the criteria or what is access. One of the criteria of choosing a father is what?
Answer.
And somebody looks and says, my spiritual father is Pastor Chris. I laugh. What? I laugh. If you want to make a decision, then can you call Pastor Chris? He said no. Does he even know he's your father? He said no. So does it make logical sense that he's your father?
Hallelujah. Does it make logical sense? It doesn't make logical sense. It doesn't make that he is your father. So how come you choose him as a father when you don't have access? How? You know, we are in a generation where pride want to kill us. Pride want to what? That thing you are looking, he started the way we started. I showed the directors, I showed them a message which somebody sent me. He said, it is easier for you to believe a Pastor Chris that you don't have access to than believe me that you have access to.
Why? Because you think at this level, I don't have the result yet to be called what? Your father. To be called your what? Your father. Therefore, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, you think I am not in that capacity to be called father. I carried somebody's phone yesterday and I saw spiritual father and it was my number. I afraid catch me. Spiritual father. And it was my number. Oh God, thank you, Lord. I've heard some of you your phone. I've not seen it on your phones. So one of the criteria of truth is access. If you don't have, he is not your father.
My father, Apostle Jonathan, told us a story. Of a guy that came with his elder brother to come and submit to him. The younger brother came to come, the two brothers. So the younger one came to submit to Apostle Jonathan. And Apostle Jonathan asked him, Alpha, who is your own father? He said, he's Dr. Paul in Angel. Does he know that you are his son? He said, no. Do you have access to him? He said, no. Just 2 years down the line, his younger brother started having results. There are advantages in those to you. I've told you there's a shortcut. I told you the other day, satisfying, there's a shortcut. It's something known as writing of someone's grace. It is not every grace you see in this ministry that I prayed for. It is not all. When we are having 5 hours stretch here, it takes like 2 hours or 1 hour, 30 minutes on average for the presence of God to be manifested. Yesterday, how long did it take? It didn't take up to an hour because our meeting was 1 hour, 30 minutes. That reality came because of shall I should say good somewhere. So 2 years down the line, the guy started getting results. And he now, his elder brother now was now getting frustrated. How come his younger brother is getting results? And he told him, simply, you lack wisdom. You are looking for a father and you don't have access to when you have one here. So as a mentor, you can afford to have a mentor that you don't have access to. You cannot afford a father that you don't have access to. You can't. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So now there are
There are people like them, Pastor Chris, people like them, Bishop Oyedepo. We don't have direct access to them. But they organize things like School of Ministry. They organize things like Ministers Conference. So you know you're a minister. So since you don't have direct contact, you now go there. People that live various, wherever they are going to altar during December, they are not stupid though. They are not what? It's amazing how I was meditating the other day, and I was like, how come it's only that the freezer and a few people that are championing this no tithe thing? So you think of everybody is foolish, you're only the wise person. No, every other person is stupid, you're the only what? Wise person. Are you here? Are you here? So the major benefit of this relationship is transference of knowledge from the mentor to the mentee. Therefore, it is worthy to note that the most important thing in this relationship is the information, not the personality providing the information. That's why I told you, your ability to see what you want from the person. Your ability to see what you want from what the person. The major benefit of this relationship is transference of knowledge from the mentor to the mentee. So you should know that what you are getting primarily from this relationship is what? Is information. How did we start? Proverbs 13 verse 18. That poverty and shame, it is the will that does what? Refuses instruction. You are a music minister. You don't have a mentor. I can see that. My gift is full of God. From heaven direct. I don't need training. Are you guys with me? Are you here? Are you here?
Yes, sir.
A thing is to note. Most of the mentorship will stop as soon as sufficient information has been passed to produce what? Result. Things to note, number one. Mentorship stops as soon as sufficient information has been gotten to produce the desired what? Result. Mentorship starts and stops as soon as you've gotten enough information to produce the same result. Bishop Oyedepo said he has never met sit properly. Sit up. Bishop Oyedepo said he has never met young Icho in his life. But when he wanted church growth, he got all the materials of what? Dr. Young Icho on church growth, Pastor Young Icho. Because the guy has the biggest church in the world. Yes, the guy has the biggest church what? In the world. So he got all his materials. He read it. He made sure all his pastors, just the way I will send that information, what you will not watch, no problem. He made sure all his pastors got the material. He bought, as at the time, he said the effective selling, that would be the effective word. He got over 1,000 copies. He ordered it from Korea to put it from. You must read it as a pastor. So the result you are seeing today, it has started before. So now it is foolishness. If me now, I now want church growth, I will not be looking for Young Icho. No, somebody has replicated the same result here and added more. So the world where Korea is fat, let's finish Nigeria first. Let's finish what? Let's finish Nigeria first. Are you here? So when you, has he gotten the result? Yes. Are we going to get the result? We are going to get the result. Are you here? Are you here? Next, a mentor can help you rise in a particular area and be a reason for you failing in other areas which is not good in it, which he is not good in it. A mentor can help you rise in a particular area and be the reason why you are failing in other areas of your life which you are not good in it. An average businessman is busy. Truth be told, an average businessman is what? So if that businessman does not pay attention to his marriage, if that businessman does not pay attention to his family, if that businessman does not pay attention to his children, you will discover that he will be successful business-wise. And you go and let everything. And one of his principles is you must be working. Forgetting that other aspects of your other areas of your life also need your attention. So if you now focus on one thing, just the way he has taught you to focus on one thing and neglect the other, you will get the same result that he has gotten in his marriage because he failed in it. We have learned everything from him. So Despite the fact that he has made you rise in a particular era, he will make you fail in another era, which him is not good in it, if you don't pay attention to it. If you don't pay attention to it. There are good men of God, powerful men of God, that are divorced. There's a reason. My mother has been single for 30 years. Jesus. Has been single for what? 30 years. It's not as though he was married. Sorry, 20 or don't quote me. For over 20 years. Over 20 years he has been alone. He has been alone. We call him the apostle of wisdom, yet he lacks wisdom in that area. You guys, I'm not in any way trying to talk down on you. I'm trying to explain to you the effect of some things. Are you here? Are you here?
Sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
When mentorship relationship is not defined, it almost becomes a system of manipulation, dominance, and control. When a mentorship relationship is not defined, when you don't define what you are going there to go and learn, it will become a system of manipulation, dominance, and what? Control. There are people that control people because of this relationship, because of this mentorship system. Just because you find yourself in my church and trying to match make people. And you think people don't care? You think it's wrong? They don't do anything. You are enjoying free will here. You are doing the way you think. Is everywhere that is like this? Is everywhere that is like that? How much is your account right now? Okay, the ministry is doing this. We have 50,000. You have to sow 10,000. There are people doing it. Hey, I don't like the guy you are dating. End your relationship. Go this way. So when a mentorship relationship is not defined, it almost ends in what? Manipulation, dominance, and what? Control. Are you here? Are you here? The only condition for choosing a mentor is result. The only condition for choosing a mentor is what?
Result.
Is result. Why? The reason why you are going is because he has a result you like. So you're going to go and learn result. Your lecturer might be sound in your course or in a particular course.
But he's misbehaving up and down. He's misbehaving up and down.
So if, despite the fact that you want to pass that course, doesn't now mean you have to go and learn everything with, coupled with everything, including his misbehavior? No. So the only reason why you should look for a mentor, the only reason for a mentorship relationship is what? It's a result. It's a result. Are you here? Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Job chapter 8, verse 17. What does it say? It says, though your beginning might be small, but your latter end shall greatly increase. But how? Say, inquire. I pray thee. Ask precisely of what? Of the fathers. Have ye many instructors? 10,000 instructors. The next factor you can consider is you can have as many mentors as possible. You can have as many mentors as what? As possible. Have ye many instructors? Have ye 10,000 instructors? But have ye not many what? Fathers. So by revelation you can say, fathers are, or a father is supposed to be just one person. Are you here? Are you here? Fatherhood. Spiritual fatherhood. Next subtopic is spiritual fatherhood. Glory. Glory, glory to the Lamb. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and unto you I lift a voice to say, you are the Lamb upon the throne. Spiritual fatherhood. As name implies, a spiritual father is one by the reason of his alignment to God, begot you into his kingdom. Therefore, a spiritual father is one who is responsible for your encountering Jesus, your spiritual growth and fulfillment. As the name implies, a spiritual father is one by the reason of his alignment. As the name implies, a spiritual father is won by the reason of his alignment to God, begot you into his kingdom. Therefore, a spiritual father is one who is responsible for your encountering Jesus and your spiritual growth and fulfillment. Therefore, a spiritual father is one who is responsible for your encountering Jesus and your spiritual growth and your fulfillment. As the name implies, a spiritual father is one by a reason of his alignment to God, begot you into his kingdom. Therefore, a spiritual father is one who is responsible for your encountering Jesus and your spiritual growth and your fulfillment. I said, in a mentorship and a mentee relationship, you don't necessarily need to have direct contact to your mentor. But in this one, you need it. You must have access. You must have the gift of access. There are decisions. The Bible says, in the multitude of many counsel, make war. True of us. So you want to make a decision, and the person you have called your spiritual father in court is not accessible. He's not your father. We don't have spiritual mentorship for cliche. Now, another thing in our generation is you want to say, Apostle Chris is my spiritual father. Dr. Paul Enenche is my spiritual father. Apostle Selma is my spiritual father. But you don't know that before Dr. Paul Enenche submitted to Bishop Oedipo, they were not like this. They were not what? They were not like this. Bishop Ibiome said he has been following Pastor Paul Ibiome, David Ibiome, said he has been following Bishop David Oedipo for the past 20 years. He has not missed Shiloh. He has not missed what? How many years has Shiloh been holding? How many years has Shiloh been holding? Over 22 years, I mean. 23 years. Because I attended the 20th and the 21st one. So in 23 years, he has not missed what? In 23 years ago, was living faith the way it is now. And you want to go and submit now and you think you have access. You can't have access. No, you can't. 23 years ago, he has not missed Shiloh. He has been following. So what made him sure that this man is growing is the same thing you need to see and get a father now that is close to you, that you have direct access to. Not the one you are here shouting, Apostle Selma is my father. He doesn't know your name. How will he pray for you? You have a serious decision you make. You don't have anybody to call as a father, to give you the fatherly counsel. Many years, a couple of years back, 2 or 3 years back, when I went to go and submit to my father, one of the close sessions we had together, he told me that your growth will be in phases. First, you have five. First, you have what? So in that five, sometimes you have meetings. Eh? You have already existing members, let's say six. But to get five people seated in the meeting at once will be a problem. You have to pray. Then immediately you hit that benchmark, the next thing will be 10. The next thing will be what? Your membership system might be 11 or 12. But for you to get 10 people seated in a meeting, it will be a problem. Somebody will call you, Alpha, and sorry, I won't be around. He's genuine that he can't be around. But for you to get 10 people seated in that hall, it's a problem. We have influence over more than 30 persons. But it's difficult for us to get 30 persons to sit at once. 28, 29. Is that day Tai will not come to church? Is that day peace? We have a customer that came 6:30 and is offering her 10,000. Ah, Pastor, sorry. Something urgent came up. I can't come to church. Are you guys? He told me. So when I started experiencing it, I was not bothered. He had told me what to do, when to enter the first, when it is happening like that, what are you supposed to do to cross it? Are you guys with me? Are you here? Are you here? That's the benefit of enjoying. There is no face that I am now that he has not told me that I will experience this, I will experience that. He was one of the, he's not married, but he told me, look for a way to be married. If you can, settle down early. It gives you two things. The day I get married, you start seeing a different set of people here. The day I get married, you start seeing different set of people here. If I don't, I will have to grow into that dimension of getting those people to come. Because you might say, Pastor Sema is not married, but married people are going there. Yes, he has grown into that dimension. As it is now, he's even authority in marriage. Yeah, he grew into it. He told me. So, in a mentor and a mentee system, you can afford to accommodate an indirect contact or indirect contact mentorship system in fatherhood. It's not wise. It's not what? So if you have a friend that is with you starting out in ministry, you just need wisdom. I had an acquaintance that was the same with Pastor Keros, Pastor True. We were talking on the field and he was telling me how the incident affected his faith. I started encouraging him. He now asked me a question. That he has a problem. He's not submitting to. He's finding it difficult to do ministry. I said, who are you submitting to? See, that's the problem. For now, it's Dr. Paul Enenche. I said, do you have access? He said, no. I said, oh, there's no wisdom in that. There are some results. Elisha was told, do you know your father will be taken away from you? Do you know your covering will be taken away from you today? He said, I know. Keep quiet. The people around knew. The sons of the prophet knew. Elijah was the covering of Elisha. They knew. Now, people might say, that's old covenant. You are a new covenant. Timothy was a son to Paul. Timothy was a son to Paul. It's an established principle. He said, my son Timothy, in whom I have begotten in the Lord. Timothy was a son. So it's not as though we are carrying some principles to come and teach your partner the control. No. There are some results you cannot have if there's nobody over your head. Before we started ministry fully, I was in business, doing business. Business was doing perfectly well. I had access to an office structure, everything. My business was worth over 1.5 million, 1.6 million at the time. I woke up one week. For one particular week, I was praying and I knew my prayer not to pass the ceiling. I knew. You can only deceive yourself if you want to deceive yourself. You know when you are doing the right thing. I knew. Prayer not to pass the ceiling. Ha! What's happening? The next thing, I had the vision. After the vision, everything started going down. What thing did happen? At the time, I was not submitting to anybody. I was just building, praying, building, praying. I heard the Spirit of God, look for a man of God to pray for you. And he told me precisely who to go to. Pastor Agu. I said, Pastor, problem day. It was a problem. See, my prayer, not the pastor. I don't know why. He prayed and told me three things. Number one, you are doing the right thing at the wrong time. Number two, it is time to go and start ministry. Number three, you are where you're not supposed to be. Go and make amends. It will change. So what should I do? So has God told you where to go and start your work? He said, yes, go and do spiritual mapping. The day I came to this town, I didn't pray. I just came to the field. I've left for 5 years. I've left school for 5 years. I watched everybody. I came by 6 p.m. Watched everybody. And I opened my mouth. Father, thank you. I heard the Spirit of God speak after 1 week. After what? I've been doing the hearing. Everywhere deaf. I was not hearing. I was not seeing prayer. He now said, thy blessings are geographical, and this is the land of your blessing. On the field. I didn't talk to anybody. I went back. You need a covering. Came to me. She was telling me of the people from her place. And I told her. She came to the people from her place. Nobody crosses a particular benchmark. And some people that were very spiritual, they died. Had the car accident. I said, that's because they didn't have a covering. You need to see. Asha. We are all calling on the name of Jesus. We are all calling on the name of Jesus. But there's a structure by which in this kingdom, the structure of authority cannot be broken. Even in heaven, there is hierarchy. So it makes you feel everybody will be equal. We're not all equal. Even in heaven. It is not everybody that sits at the throne of God. It is the 24 elders. Jesus told you, at no time has anybody seen God. It is the only one that has seen God. So why haven't the 24 elders seen God? Why is things not routed through the 24 elders? It's routed through the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Apostles say, follow me as I follow Christ. So what makes you feel you can just wake up? You don't need anybody. All this, I'm a self-made. I don't need anybody. When you are done suffering, you will know you need people. In our kingdom, we are not independent. We are interdependent. We need each other. Turn off the mic. Because you will buy the battery. In our kingdom, we are interdependent. We are not independent. You need each other. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you here? So the major difference between mentorship and fatherhood, you must have access. You must have. You must have. You must have. How to discover a father. Never be under pressure to discover a father, as God himself might be the one to delay it for some reasons. Never be under pressure. Despite the fact that I've said it, I need it. No. Don't be under pressure. When it is time, God will tell you. But don't now become adamant. Don't now become what? Adamant. I don't need anybody. Are you here? Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
How to discover a father. Number one, the person who led you to Christ. Now, sometimes, there are no hard and fast rules. I'm going to give you a point. I'm going to explain. The person who led you to Christ by a prophetic dream or vision. That's inner witness and peace. You see in a vision. God is telling you, just like, go and submit to this person. Go and pray to this person. Go and submit to this person. Or go and meet this person for a particular thing. Bishop Oyedepo will tell you,
I saw faith in Hagin. I went there and I got it. I saw finances in Kenekopland. I went there and I did what? I got it. I saw church growth in Dr. Paul, Dr. Yonggi Cho. I went there and I got it. That's how he tells you. And he has gotten them. He doesn't play with mentorship. Libra, the guy is a force. Alata! Bishop Oyedepo is a force. I saw a picture that all the fathers in the land, he was in the middle. Everybody was listening to him. How can you be this forceful? Ah! How can you have that level of influence over... No, not children. Those guys have results. He had to obey that principle of mentorship and fatherhood first. Before he submitted, before you have those people coming to come and submit to him, if all the members of Living Faith say they will not pay tithe, they will not give to bishop, his sons will sustain his generation. His sons will, in ministry, will sustain his generation. No, do it again. His sons will sustain him. Are you here? He personally megata. Papa Debo, you called him. How you doing? He said, fine. This traffic thing is becoming very difficult in Lagos. Don't worry, Papa. They sent a helicopter. Ah! Sent what? Helicopter to remove him. He is enjoying fatherhood. Nahim sent them. They are not deliberating. They are not raising of renew. They have God in heaven.
Jesus.
They sent it. Mentorship. See, give yourself to a mentor. Look and look for somebody to help your life. I have a pastor friend, very arrogant. He's a pastor acquaintance. This doctrinal principle is wrong. You know doctrine. It is good to know doctrine. That guy doesn't know doctrine. He has results. You know doctrine, you are suffering. Go and sit down and learn. See, the guy is a force. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I see how the person who led you to Christ, one, prophetic dreams and visions. The next one, similarities in ministerial assignment or grace. Similarities to ministerial assignment or what? Graces. You see that you are behaving like this particular man of God without going there. And it's, just look for there. Just go and submit there. Inner witness and the word of the Lord directing you to the person. Then lastly, the voice of the Holy Spirit. Sorry, the voice of the person and what it does to your inside person. There are people you acclimate, your spirit accept easily. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. I worship his holy name. Seems like never before. Oh my soul. I worship his holy name. Who is his son? The hallmark of sonship is honor and submission. Who is a son? That's the next subtopic. A son. For you to have the fatherhood responsibility, it must be between a fatherhood relationship, it must be between a father and a son. So son now is generic, whether male or female. It's not that it must be a male. Male, it's either male or what? Female. So who is a son? A son is the person that submits to a father. Or the hallmark of sonship is honor and submission. What is honor? Honor is the willingness to esteem the father for what he carries, what he represents to you, and as a person generally.
the hallmark of the father and the son relationship is honor and submission. A son is the person that has submitted to a father or a spiritual father. And the hallmark of that relationship is honor and what? Submission. What is honor? Honor is choosing to esteem. Honor is willingness to esteem the father for what he carries, what he represents to you, and as a person in general. In general. Hallelujah. Submission is not weakness. Rather, it is strength and weakness under control and supervision. Honor is willingness to esteem the father for what he carries, what he represents to you and as a person generally. Submission is not weakness. Rather, it is strength and weakness under control and what? Supervision. The hallmark of sonship is honor and what? Submission. Is honor and what?
Submission.
We've defined honor is the willingness to esteem the father for what he carries, what he represents to you, and as a person generally. So what is submission? Submission is not weakness. Rather, it is strength and weakness under control and what? Supervision. The principles that govern us in the kingdom is different from the principles that govern them outside the kingdom. In the kingdom, one of the ways to rise is having a covering. One of the ways to rise is having a covering. One of the shortcuts is having the fathers. I've told you that the stress of somebody that doesn't have a father will go through is different from the stress of somebody that has a father will go through. Why? The person that still has a father has something called an inheritance. He didn't work for it. Paraventure, your father died when he was starting up in life, and he was just trying to start up in life. He didn't have anything. As a matter of fact, he died and left debt for you guys to pay. You don't have an advantage, neither do you have an inheritance. So it's different from somebody that has a father that has built a system. You don't expect David Oyedepo Jr. to go through the things his father went through when he was starting ministry. Then what's the essence of having a father? Yeah, tell me now. What's the essence? You don't expect me to go through the things my father went through when he started ministry. I have the advantage of grace and his covering over me. The result we've seen in ministry here in Gwagwalada for 3 years. My friends that are pastor, they didn't see it when they were 3 years in ministry. They didn't see it. They didn't see it. They didn't see it. Something started trending. The ministries in Gwagwalada started leaving for town while we were coming to Gwagwalada. I was like, God, what's happening? Say, mind your business, face what you are doing. It's not up to 2 years. Some are coming back. Some are what? Coming back. Are you guys here? Are you guys here? Honor is your willingness to esteem the father for what he carries, what he represents to you, and he as a person in general. Weakness, submission is not weakness. Rather, it is weakness under what? Control and what? Supervision. Now, when I came back to Guax earlier, 2 years back, maybe 3 years back, when I came back, I noticed something. Everybody had a group. And some were forcing people to submit under them. That's from today I'm not your spiritual father. It doesn't work like that. The reason why they have made it like that is because of the benefits the father stands to get when you're submitting to them. I made a statement here. If every member in Living Faith now decides that they will stop giving to Bishop, they will not give again, his spiritual parents, children, they will do it. His sons, they will do it. Well. It's not you or somebody that keeps a man of God in the house and feed him 3 days and start insulting him. You don't. There's something called see finish in Nigeria. There's something called see what? See finish in Nigeria. The Bible says withdraw your food from the friend's house. Least so that you will not be insulted. It means that you know what? Every day they go there. Every day they will insult you very soon. They will insult you what? Yes. One of the reasons in economics there's a law. There's a law of demand. Abi? Law of demand and law of scarcity. The more valuable a thing is directly proportional to how scarce it is. That's why gold is not common. That's why gold is more expensive than sand. That's why diamond is more expensive. So by the time somebody is seeing you, your value will soon lose. And for the people that think it's by... Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So responsibilities of a father. That's another thing they fail to understand. Because you think people are submitting and bringing stuff, bringing gifts. You think, you have a responsibility as a father. You have a responsibility as what?
Father.
You have a responsibility as what?
Father.
Number one is to raise and teach his spiritual sons and daughters. Do you know how many people claim next one is to guide, instruct, and correct where necessary, not to control. To guide, instruct, and correct where necessary, not to control. To guide, instruct, and correct where necessary, not to what? If there's anything our generation hates, is control. It's correction. It's reproof. And if there's anybody you want to submit to, and you will not accept his correction and reproof, you don't want a covering. You want a cover up. You don't want a covering. You want a cover. You want a cover. You want a cover up. You should be able. Your father should be able to correct you. Hey, uncle, this one is wrong. Don't do it. You were wrong here. And if you are the type that doesn't like to be corrected, doesn't like to be told where you are wrong, you are deceiving yourself. You are deceiving yourself. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Every father is a lifetime mentor. Every father is a lifetime mentor. Responsibilities of a father: to pray for his sons and daughters, both individually and corporately. To pray for his sons and daughters, both individually and corporately. To pray for his sons and daughters, both individually and corporately. Next, to proffer solution and answers through his wisdom. To proffer solutions and answers through his wisdom, experience, where necessary, through his personal life. Next, endorsing his sons by risking his reputation. This is very risky. This is very what? Somebody was talking to me 2 days ago, I think 3 days ago, was telling me her father is a ministry, her father is a pastor, was telling me that somebody came into his father's ministry and the person was serving was all very committed, doing everything. So the mistake the father did was standing on his pulpit and saying, "The way you honor me, honor this man." That was the beginning of his downfall. He first of all shared the church. He first of all did it. Carry half go. So he was risking his reputation by endorsing that person he endorsed. So don't be angry when you see fathers in faith are skeptical. Now only three people. Are before only two people outside living faith that claims living faith pulpit during Shiloh. Dr. Paul Enenche and who? Dr. David Ubiome. That claim that they call themselves sons, not mentors to, not Bishop Edukpo's mentors now, that are his sons. Only two of them that are outside living faith that climb that pulpit. Only two. Year in, year out. Only two. Do you think you're stupid? Do you know how many people that are shouting, "Bishop Edukpo is my spiritual father"? Yeah, he knows. You are spiritual. He knows. Yeah, stay there first. Go on. That good training. Only two people. Do you know what it means to give somebody your platform? You don't know what he will say. Now, for you to also know that before Bishop could do that, how many years has Bishop Ibiome been following? Over 20 years. Same with Dr. Paul Enenche. Over 20 years. You just came today. Ah, fire, fire. You just came today. And you will not climb. You will not do what? You will not climb. Why? A lot of damages are done. Somebody invited me for a meeting. It was he had just known me that week. He had just seen me that week. He came for the meeting. He saw me. Was it prayer or preaching? He never invited me for his meeting. And called me to climb his pulpit. When I climbed, I made a statement. What was the statement I made? I said, "I don't take privileges for granted. And one of the privileges your man of God has given me, he has known me for 1 week. And he gave me his pulpit to stand. He cannot predict what I will say." I said it there, he was there. "He cannot predict what I will say next. It is not everybody, every meeting you see people falling under the power that you think is by the Holy Spirit." His name, Jesus is Lord. That is why you need the spirit of discernment in this generation. Say, "Oh, this is Paul and Silas. They are the men of God." They are what? They are what? But by prophetic insight, Paul knew that the agency of the Spirit by which the lady was saying what she was saying, it was not by the Spirit of God. It was by an evil spirit. And what did he do? After a couple of, he casted out the spirit. What she was saying correct? Absolutely correct. But the agency by which she was speaking it was not correct. It was not of God. And it is also the same. If you are here, you are a chorister. It is not everywhere they invite you, you go. A guy was invited to minister somewhere. Sang, the power of God was everywhere. The power of God was what? He dreamt and had the vision. In the vision, they took off his shoes. They took off his what? That was his problem. Ministry began to go down. Had to go and look for brethren in the Lord. Had to go and look for brethren in the Lord. Started fasting and praying. Started fasting. And he knew he was a spiritual. He knew something had left him. Started fasting and praying. After the 21st day, the shoes came by. He saw a vision, so they brought it back. They called in the following year. My brother, he said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. You go now." I'm looking for invitation everywhere. It's not everywhere you go. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? So one of the things they do is their reputation is at stake. I was part of the persons that gave a speech during the school of ministry. Do you know what it means to be given access to that number of people? And to an extent, I've been proving. Do you know what it means for you to take your leaders to your father and he taps you on the shoulder and say, "This is Ben. I love him so much. Please follow him the way you follow me." Is an endorsement. Are you here? Are you here? It has been proven per time. So for a father to endorse, his reputation is at stake. It's at stake. I told you last week, one of the reasons why fake people or fake men of God need a genuine one is for validation. For instance, you know this particular man of God to be real, and you know this one to be fake. But you now saw a picture. Both of them are in the picture. You know, you are sure this one is real, but you're not sure of this one. By default, you will create an allowance for this one that is fake, because you saw him with this man. That's why they need these fathers to validate the things they are doing. Are you with me? So their responsibility is to endorse you, but at the same time, they are risking their reputation to do what? To endorse you. Because they cannot predict what you will do next. A man of God had a scandal recently. One of the things that helped him, because the magnitude of which the thing, one of the things that helped him was the counsel of the fathers he healed and the people that held him back together. The people that held him during the process. A man of God during the days of Benson Idausa fell, and he was submitting to Bishop, to Idausa at the time, to Archbishop Idausa at the time. So Idausa now asked his wife, do you still love your husband? He said, yes, I love my husband. I said, but all of you should go for a vacation. 3 months. 3 months. Go for a vacation. Archbishop handed, now became the pastor of what? That church. Okay, was his friend. Was it his friend? He now mounted the what? The church. At that time, he was sending Bishop Oyedepo to go and be preaching there. Until after 3 months. Now, what was that man of God doing? He was just praying, studying, and having fellowship with his wife. Praying, studying, and when he came back, the fire was everywhere. That's how they were able to manage it. Archbishop put his reputation at stake for that man to come back. So before you stand up and start glamoring for fatherhood and sonship responsibility, know that your reputation is at stake before you endorse anybody. One of the criteria of you not climbing here is you meeting me, a man of God. I carry something. Give me invitation. Once you will never climb here. You will never what? You will never climb. Hallelujah. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Next responsibility of the father. Fathers are responsible for transforming spiritual transferring spiritual truth through traits, through impartation to the sons, to help them fulfill their ministry. Somehow, the result in their life should start looking like the result of their fathers. Fathers are responsible for transferring spiritual traits through impartation to help their sons fulfill their ministry. Somehow, after a while of following, the result of your father should be seen in your life. If you are following closely, do you know how many people shout that I'm submitting to Bishop Edugo? How many of them have the results they have? For now, it's only three. Only two that has been proven. Only Dr. Paul Elencha that has replicated that result. Only Pastor David Obiome that has replicated that result that they say they are submitting to this person. Everybody submitting to Apostle Selman, it is only my father, Jonathan Shokonye, that has replicated that thing you see in Apostle Selman in his life. We are coming. We are what? We are coming. Only. So if indeed you are submitting the threats of that person, the spiritual gift that person have, you should have it. There is nobody sitting here that is dull. If you came dull, there's something will happen to your mind. I am not dull. There are some things I can brag about. Number one is wisdom. I'm not foolish. That's the first thing that will reflect on you when you come here. All symptoms of foolishness will be expelled. Except you are not following the instructions I'm giving you. And you are not following genuinely. The first thing you expect is wisdom. It's wisdom. A lady was complaining to me. Her sibling was misbehaving. Why is it that the boy cannot have sense? I said, because you are sitting under me and having sense doesn't mean everybody sitting under me and having sense. Give him a break. Wisdom. The first thing is wisdom. You cannot be here and fully be foolish. Me, personally, I will flog it out. I will do what? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So if Fathers have responsibilities to their son. Sons also have responsibilities to their what? Sons also have responsibilities to their what? Number one responsibility of a son is holding your father. To a very high esteem, regardless of his faults and flaws. Your number one responsibility is holding your father to a very high esteem, regardless of his flaws or faults. There's this ministry I was involved in when I was on campus. Our reverend at the time was a very young man. But the way we talk about the man, there's a slogan we use in the ministry then. Say, my father, sir. My father, sir. My father, sir. So the pastors were supposed to go and do something for the reverend. So, my father, sir, this is what he said. Okay, do it like this. He was giving instruction. Do it like this. My father doesn't want it like this. He doesn't want it like this. So when the reverend actually now came, when the man that he has been hearing my father, sir, my father, sir, now saw the reverend, is this who you have been calling my father, sir? He said, yes, he is. Any problem? I said, no, but I was thinking this one elderly man. Saying this thing. He came with jeans and shirt. See, learn honor. All this disrespectful character you carry up and down. You see somebody say hi. Hello. How you doing? Go and learn honor. The key to access to anybody's life is honor. Honor them, they will give access. Honor them, they will give what? We don't have access to everybody because some people have misbehaved when giving the access. This man, I just gave you the illustration that validated the man, that the man acted that way. Before he validates another person again, he has suffered it. So you now came with an arrogant mentality. No, we honor people in Africa. Benny Hinn has never received honor the way he received it when he came to Nigeria. There was a first time he came. After Archbishop died, he tried coming back to Nigeria again. The Christian body that he was working with collected money. Was it over $10 million at the time? Was preparing for a crusade, collected money, over $10 million. He came. He didn't see crusade, he didn't see money, he didn't meet anybody. He was very angry with Nigeria for a very long time. He went back up until Pastor Chris approached him and brought him. When Pastor Chris brought him, that was the time he was facing his divorce issues. So it affected him drastically. One member, Kata Kodeda in Christ Embassy, woke up and paid his mortgage, paid off the house. He has never seen it. He's one of the most traveled ministers. So he has never seen it anywhere in the world. The honor Christ Embassy gave him. Pastor Chris now visited him in US. Now visited him. Say, I want the thing you people did to me. Because he has had experience before. So when he came this time, with the honor Christ Embassy gave him everything, he said he was looking for what to give Pastor Chris. He couldn't find. He now remembered the chair, the cushion, the small stool Catherine Coleman used to sit and pray on. Catherine Coleman. There was a seat she used to sit and pray. That seat, he carried it. See, this is the only valuable thing in my house that I know you value. Take it. That Catherine Coleman grace is now in Nigeria. How were they able to get it? Oh no. I am not stupid for calling you auntie. I'm not stupid for calling you ma. I'm not stupid. It's deliberate. I'm not stupid. We are so in a perverse and disrespectful generation that when you respect somebody, he sees it as though it's an insult. Don't call me auntie. I'm not that old. Sorry, ma. It was just a form of respect. And it's only ladies that get angry because they read it me wrongly. Don't call me ma. Sorry. Learn it. You are submitting to a man today because you think he's perfect. You heard one small thing, everybody now scatter. No.
See, you hold him to a high esteem, irrespective of his flaws and faults. He's a man before he was first of all a man before a man of God. There are a lot of them. There are a lot of us that have anger issues. I don't have anger issues. There are a lot of them that, yeah. One of the criteria of getting from destiny helpers or people like this is your ability to overlook their flaws and stay there and get what you want. You need them. You need them. No matter who is paying your school fees, yell at you, will stay there. You will stay there. You know he's paying your school fees. No matter he speaks, he insults, you will stay there. You know he's paying your fees. Therefore, you bear the fortitude of whatsoever thing he's doing. So your responsibility is honor. Away with this pride, this disrespect that's in this generation. It is not everybody that stops you as a lady. He wants to ask you out. You now carry this mindset. Hello, what is it? We don't want to ask you out. Come to church. Come to what? You say no, we leave you. I did a research, which is what I started telling you earlier. The reason why you are behaving, respect and honor has been taken away entirely from the American culture. Has been taken away entirely. You watch movies where employees are calling bosses by their names, and you want to copy it because you think it's civilization, you know, and you're away with this African indoctrination thing. I can call you by name. You're calling your father, your mother, or your stepfather by name. Saw something on social media. Say, mommy, you call me by name. Why can't I call you by what name? The response was what? Was slapped to let you know that it's what is forbidden. This honor every honor has been taken away from the American culture, and you want to copy it. Why are you not copying invention? Why are you not copying the things they are doing? It's the bad one you want to go and copy. Do you think it's by mistake? All their movies, you don't see where they refer, except a military scenario. If it's not military, all their movies, they don't refer to an elderly person. They call the people by name. Do you think it's by mistake? You are being programmed to behave in a certain way. Say hi. You're starting a chat with somebody you don't know. You're starting with hi. How many of you know Renault? Renault on social media. I don't know Renault. Omokri. The guy has a degree in bad math. He has a degree in what? In bad math. If the guy bad math you, oh God. Somebody sent him a message. Hi, I need your help. He munched and came. He finished the guy. Does he have the capacity to help him? Yes, he will. But how the guy approached him, him or her approached him, was the problem. Learn honor. It doesn't reduce anything from you. Calling people by name, especially people older than you. There is no civilization in it. Honor is access. It's the key to access. Honor anybody who will give you access in his life. Just because you got married to you, he's now your husband. You call your husband by name. There's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. And you're expecting your children to respect you. Or you're calling your wife by name. They won't respect you. Because by default, children learn what they see, not what you tell them. Not what you tell them. Calling your husband by name. Learn honor. Especially as a woman, learn to honor your husband. No, learn it to. Learn it. Men live and breathe honor. Respect, but have you known this? A man is misbehaving towards a girl. The reason why, if a girl is disrespecting a man, number one, he don't ask him out. A girl is talking openly, disrespecting a man openly, he don't fuck up, he don't ask him out. Even at that stage, the man still wants you to do what? To respect him. Even at that, he still wants you to respect him. A man is misbehaving, he still wants you to do what? To respect him and honor him. Learn it. I've given this example before. A girl, at the time, they were still dating. She was talking to him, the boyfriend. Yes, sir. Oh, no problem, sir. I'll do it, sir. Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Yes, sir. They are presently married. At the time, they were not married. I'll say, yes, sir. Everything, he was answering, yes, sir. He was calling the guy, sir. When the call ended, and the friend asked, who are you calling, sir? It's my boyfriend. It's your boyfriend you're calling, sir. When that one starts... It's a perfect you're calling, sir. When you're not marrying, you'll be cleaning, you'll be worshiping him, eh? They are married. She's not. That mumu that was calling her boyfriend, sir, is married. The wise one that refused to call, sir, is not married. Oh, no. Learn it. Your responsibility, the responsibilities of what of a son, holding your father to a high esteem, regardless of his faults. And what? Flaws. Protect the image of your father, especially in times of persecution and what? And trials. Hear me and hear me well. No matter how good you are, one of the things that comes with the packages of salvation or serving God is what called what? Persecution. Are you okay? Hallelujah. Protect the image of your fathers, especially in times of persecution and what? Trials. What has Bishop Edugbe done to anybody? What has he done to anybody? He's just wealthy. Yeah? He has not done anything. Yet, people criticize him. Ah, he's still taken by the spirit of mammon. Ah, he's brainwashing the people. Yes. What has he done? He has not done. He has not collected it. Nobody has come that he has raped him. Nobody has come that the man of God manipulated me and collected my money. Nobody yet. They criticize him up and down. Same with Pastor Chris. The Bible says, "Woe unto you if all men speak well of you." The scripture, John. It was Jesus that said it. He said, woe unto you. Call. Woe, it simply means cost. Cost are you if everybody is speaking what? Well of you. That means you are expected. I am expecting some people not to like me. Settle it in your heart. Not everybody will like you. And no peace. Know it and no peace. Not everybody will like you. I've told you. Ladies despise me. Why? You offered yourself as a burnt offering. I said, no. You go force me. I became an enemy. You go force me. Mentor, they offer themselves a bond of free. Will you force me? I said no. So if you hear that lady telling somebody about me, do you know how she will portray me to the person? And you now want to act on based on what you heard about me without meeting me, judging me based on what you've heard. What you've heard. Know it and know peace. Not everybody will like you. I'm not expecting everybody to like me. As honest and as Apostle Selman is, people still criticize him. As honest as he is one of the people that we can validate now that he's of this generation. He's a genuine man, yet people criticize him. Do you know how many death threats he has gotten? Apostle, my father was in the meeting. Two witches were in that meeting. One came to kill him. Two came to kill him. So the one that shared this testimony now saw in the realms of the spirit. A woman was shooting arrows at him in a meeting, just the way I'm talking to you now. Was shooting. So the second one saw in the spirit, said the arrows didn't go near, they will be falling. And the woman that was doing was frustrated, got angry and leave. She came afar. Waiting with this thing where you carry. This is what I saw. He didn't know. What is making that woman wants to kill him? What has he done? He's only preaching the gospel, getting young people to serve God. That's all. He has become her enemy. Why? Palisala, everything good is fought by everything evil. Woe unto you if you think everybody will like you. Know it and know what? Please. Hallelujah. Pray for them in your secret. Your responsibility is to pray for your fathers in your secret. Let me now correct. For no reason whatsoever should you pray for them openly. My father, sorry, good afternoon, sir. It's a new month. I prophesy over you. Don't do it. The Bible says, without any contradiction, the lesser is blessed of what?
Greater.
Without any contradiction, the lesser is blessed of what? He doesn't go up, he comes down. More grace, sir. Ah, more grace. I prophesy over you. I decree and declare that this month will be. He is your father. You are prophesying over him. Do it in the secret, not openly. Pray for him in the secret, not openly. Do it. You must support the assignment and mandate given to your father. You must support it. You cannot be claiming he is your father and you don't support what he's doing. How much did we spend to go for worship concert?
15.
Worship concert. The first one we went for this year. That meeting that we worshiped all through the night.
Yes, sir.
Was it my meeting? It was not my meeting. That meeting holds once a year. So let us go. The worship, the day you went, you prayed all through the night, Abby. That meeting now is worshiping all what? 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Worship. I packed everybody. This is not the first time they are going. We go. We pack. We support what they are doing. Presently, they are doing a 20 million naira project. We are supposed to sow a seed of 50K. It's a sacrifice. You support what they are doing. Apostle Jonathan is one of the person or one of the people that spearheaded the spreading of the messages of Koinonia around the axis in Kefi, in Beamham, and the rest. Around the axis. He spearheaded it. He spearheaded what? He spearheaded it. Support what they are doing. As simple as you coming to meeting early is a problem. I left specific instructions. Download what I uploaded and watch. It was last night. Nobody did it. I will not yell. I will not shout. But one thing you need to understand is there is something on my head. It's called the anointing. It is more intelligent than me. It will work for who honors it. It will not work for who dishonors it. As simple as the instruction is, I gave you guys the order of service, but nobody did it. Nobody did it. When did I say we should leave Palm Site? When did you leave Palm Site? You were waiting for Kindy. He was the reason why you came late. Hallelujah. 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 You must support what they do. If indeed he is your father. If indeed is your word. Next. Honoring them materially, regardless of their what? Their needs. Honoring them materially, regardless of what? Their needs. If a father gives to you, he is not sowing into your life, he is blessing you. He's what? Is blessing what? Talk to me.
Blessing.
If a father so, there's a reason why I made it the last point too. Because the reason why some people want sons is to be sowing into their life. There's a reason why I made this one the last point. Because that's not the reason. That's not the major reason. It is your to honor them materially. So you're not giving me a watch or you're not sowing a watch into my life because I need a watch. You're not sowing money into my life because I need money. It's a system of honor that makes it work for you. Hear me and hear me well.
for anything of value to leave one person to another, there must be something in exchange. Abby, before you got this food, you exchange this food with something. Two of us. It's called what? Money. It's a principle. If you think you can get a father's blessing without sowing, you are kidding. If you think, you ever think you will get a father's strength, the spiritual things he has, without you giving to him, you're joking. Isaac told his son, now in Peking, say, go and give me venison that I will bless you. Question, daddy, why can't you just bless me? No, this one, no, it doesn't come like that. There is a principle. It is simple. Whatever thing you pay for, you value it. True of us. It's a simple principle. Anything you get for free, you don't value it. It's a principle. So what makes you feel in the kingdom or in this place spiritually is different? It's not different. Even in the kingdom of darkness, you don't visit a native doctor empty-handed. So what makes you feel, oh, Kaba? The Bible says, call the people who are called by me by covenant. Let nobody appear before me empty. It's a principle. Nobody's manipulating you. A family came to me with a problem. A couple came to me with a problem. Before she came with her husband, she came alone for a particular problem. I prayed for her. I didn't ask her to sow. She was the one that prepared the seed when she was coming. I've told you before, I know the prayer when I pray for you to work and the one that will not work. She gave me the seed, I smiled. And I made her a simple statement. If you ever doubted everything that happened through the night when I prayed for you, believe me now that I'm telling you, your problems are solved. She came, she called me 3 days later. I said, you don't work. I know, say, go work now. She came with her husband this time with a chain long of spiritual issues. Before you marry any family, ask for their spiritual background so that you know what you're marrying into. Are you hearing me? Shame on me. Before you marry any man, ask questions. Why is this thing like this? Why is your elder sister like this? Why is your younger brother? Ask. I told them what to do. And I told them, prepare a seed. If you won't call me a fake, if you won't call me a re, if you want solution to your problem, do what? Prepare a seed. I rarely do it. But I will be deceiving you when I know what will work and I will not tell you not to work. Not just prepare a sacrifice. Why? Anything that was done against you anywhere on any altar, it was done with what? So what makes you feel you undo it without a sacrifice? Why are we making it look as though this Christianity is a bunch of mind-controlling system? Anything that was done anyway, blood was shed against you. So what makes you feel you? An apostle made that statement. He's the guy is from Benin. The guy is from what? He said he came to sow a seed. Say, man of God, I came to drop it. And he noticed that the guy sows seeds always. Say, why are you dropping seeds always? He said, as I'm talking to you now, he knows that blood has been spilled on the altar in his family and his name has been called for him not to prosper. So he knows how to counter it. So if your name is Benedict, they've killed one chicken. Benedict! They will call the name. You, what are you doing to counter it? You're not doing anything. See, there is a place for prayer. Know it and know peace. There's a place for prayer. There's a place for giving. Two of them work separately. They work. Nobody wants to collect anything from you if the man is genuine. There are people who take for the fact that something has been abused doesn't make it. Doesn't mean it's fake. For anything of value to leave one man to another man, there must be an exchange of something. Know it. Now, no peace. Know it and stop arguing. Hallelujah. 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 Honoring them materially, regardless of their needs. You're not giving to him because he needs something. Are you with me? Rather, you are giving to him because you need something. It's amazing how people think if you don't give, the man of God will not survive or will not prosper. Hear me and hear me well. It is your prosperity that is tied to the mouth of the man of God. His prosperity is not tied to you. If you don't give, another person will come from somewhere else and give. He might be forcing you and manipulating you because he doesn't, him himself doesn't know what he carries. But if he knows what he carries, Kala, Sala, Adea, Mea, the power that is causing healing to work, the power that is causing deliverance to happen, the power that is causing the miracles to happen, we cause somebody to bring money and come and give me when we need it. That power. If there was no power to make it work, I will doubt. But so long as I said something, Ikaniaba, I will speak in palm size and it will have effect in Niger State. If I have that power to do it, somebody will come and give me money to do what you want to do. Whether you give or don't give. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is your personal responsibilities. It is your personal. It is your personal. It is your personal. As a son or a daughter submitting to anybody. Dangers of fatherhood. Control and manipulation. Just the way I have said it with all exuberance. If you don't give it, people can use it to manipulate. Control and manipulation. I've made a statement here where people are matchmaking members in church. You, what, why are you single? Marry this one. Do they? No. How much is in your account? Stand up. How much is in your account? 50,000. The Lord is saying you should give a sacrifice of half. The Lord didn't say anything. The Lord didn't say what? He didn't say anything. Control and manipulation. People are using the system to control people. And anything that has to do with control and manipulation, it has now become witchcraft. It has not become what?
Witchcraft.
Two, interference into private life. Stand up. Stand up. Don't answer the questions. Do you have a boyfriend? Have you had sex before? Why are you doing it? Have you interference into private world?
Why?
It is. Sit down. I have come to a level in ministry that what you don't tell me, I don't want to know. It might seem as though I am not caring, but if you don't tell me, I don't want to what. No, if you feel it is important for me to know, I will know. I told you the other, I refuse to be aware of your birthday or your status. I am not aware. If I got to know that your birthday is, it was by you uploading your status and plus one to the glory, I am not aware. I am not what? You didn't tell me. I refuse to be aware. I didn't know. The only time I might call you when I get to know that you are going is when you are going through something, either health or something. But let's say you took a decision that is affecting, I was aware of the decision you took. Did you tell me? You didn't tell me. So one of the dangers is interference into private what? Life. I've told you time and time again, the level at which I will impact you is directly proportional to the level which you allow me. Anything you don't discuss with me, I will not ask you concerning it. The day you bring your relationship to me, that, hey, pastor, this is what's happening between me and this person. Okay, I'm aware. Don't do this, don't do that. When there are issues, I'll correct. But you are doing hide and seek. Dangers. Number two danger is what? Interference into people's private what? Life. Interference into private into people's what? Private life. There are people that do it. Next number, transfer of negative traits and pattern. Transfer of negative traits and pattern. If you are not careful in this system, you learn both good and bad things. You learn both good and what? I've told you about anger. I've told you about every other stuff that, take for instance, I'm trying to look for illustrations to give, examples to give, but you know the negative traits. One of the dangers of submitting to, no, some, so you get to a stage where people love men of God to the extent that they turn a blind eye to their flaws. It is good to turn a blind eye to their flaws, but don't lend them. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you should criticize him, talk down on him because of the flaw he had. No, you now, do well not to lend those words. Do well not to do what? Lend those flaws. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Importance of fatherhood. Number one, importance of fatherhood, access to wisdom, principles, and quality information. It is very important you have a father. Access to wisdom, information. Access to wisdom, principles, and quality information. I was listening to Pastor Matthew Ashimolo. He will never be poor. Not because you are giving. The guy, Eshalada, he has the largest Ofada rice farm in Nigeria. He has what? As I'm talking to you, he has over 1,500 palm fruits planted in Ogun State. So it's either palm oil is being made from there or every other thing that that fruit generates. He will never be poor. Not because you are giving. There was a year he came to Kosa. He said that year he has spent $65 million on flight tickets. I went mad. The guy flies. $65 million on flight what? Tickets. Hey, why is the money not given to the poor? The poor, you always have what? I just told you of a man that was given 100,000 to take care of his family, going to go and marry another wife. So I was listening to the principles the man knew about business, how to handle business and money, what to invest, how not to invest. No, the guy has mad grace in land, in property. He has mad grace in property. I was like, are you serious? Are you serious? So access to wisdom, principles, and quality information. Number two, it guarantees speeds and shortens process. I've told you this. Benefits, importance of it. It guarantees speed and shortens what? Why? You are standing on somebody's shoulders. You are standing on somebody's
shoulders.
It guarantees speed and shortens process. Number one, it access to wisdom, principles, and quality information. Number two, it guarantees speed and shortens what? Number three, it creates connection and fellowship that becomes a platform of reception. It creates connections and fellowship that becomes platform for what? Receptions. It is very important you have a covering over you. It is very important you have somebody that is vetting your life at every stage of your life. Now, progress or success is not obtainable when there is no reference point. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? It creates connection and fellowship that becomes a platform for receptions. It creates connections and fellowship that becomes a platform for receptions. You need to have somebody at every point of your life to be vetting your life, telling you these are the things that you need to do at this time. These are the things you need to stop doing. You need somebody. God was not stupid to create a system of family where a child has to come through a father and a mother. Not a father alone, not a mother alone. A father and a mother. God was not stupid. He created the system. It was not stupid. So no matter what the American system is trying to make you believe, that a single mother, a single father is good, is you see, scripture says the wisdom of the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. Know it and know peace. Stop trying to change things to fit you. Stick to the word of God. Apostle Chris said one thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. It's certain. Stick to the word. Leave the word system. Leave the secular system. Stick to the principles that I've been giving you. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Father, we give you all the glory. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. Father, we give you all the glory. We thank you, Lord.